since 1965.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Well, it will be Mountain Home's ball to start this second half as the two teams switch sides. The Bombers will be moving left to right for these last two quarters as they trail Solomon Springs 26-10. I tell you what, that half pretty much played right into the Panthers' hands.
It did, you know. We kind of trashed up the game a little bit. And Mountain Home's going to have to be aggressive on the offensive end. Quick passes, look to score. That's the only way we're gonna kind of get past that 3-2 zone there that's kind of got us confused a little bit in the first half.
Both teams out on the floor. Brady Dawson inbounds it to Luke Proctor. We're back underway. Proctor into the front court. Gives it to Dewey up top. Down to Ellison near the left corner. Up top to Bigford. And a 3-second call against Robert Dover. Just one of those, he just came down the lane just a little too long.
Yeah, you know, Dover's a great athlete. Hadn't played a lot of basketball. Little nuances of the game like that. Trying to pick up and see and, you know, he'll learn from that mistake there.
Here is Stewart into the front court. He will give it to Hunter. Now back to Stewart on the left side. He drills up to the top. Over to Vachon on the right. Vachon drills up to the top, gives it there to Stewart. Stewart's going to drill to the elbow. Finds cutting Vachon to Hunter on the low block by himself for the easy layup. Good.
Salem is real good at the pass after the pass. They got the backdoor cut with the pass, and that guy looked for one more pass. Turned down a good shot for a great shot.
Jedi Hunter with his first 2 points of the night. 28-10, Solomon Springs up as we're almost a minute into the second half. Ball goes over on the left side to Ellison. He will find Proctor on the right side for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Stewart. Back come the Panthers.
Yeah, one change you're seeing from the Bombers. They're bringing Dewey out to the top up here to see if he can throw over that with his height on that zone.
Well, not much height from Carter Weinsberg, but he gets it right over Proctor, gets that layup. He now has 9 points on the night.
Takes it quick to the hole, Salem did there.
Proctor with it up top, 30-10, the Panthers leading. About six and a half minutes left to the third quarter. Ball goes over to Proctor on the left side. Back up to Bickford. Excuse me. Over to Proctor on the left. Reed Ellison has now in the corner, throws it up top to Proctor. Now to Bickford. Tried to throw it to Ellison. Ball was kicked, and so Solomon Springs will be called for the kickball. Mount Tom will inbound it on the far sideline with on the baseline with 6:13 left in the third quarter. Braxton Carson checking back in for Mount Tom as Robert Dover will head to the bench. Just a little inside baseball, ladies and gentlemen. I'd already had a cough, and we've got a little bit of smoke coming from the concession stand or something.
Yeah, I think they said they forgot to put enough oil in the popcorn machine. If anybody's done that at home, you can imagine the amount of smoke that it made. It's kind of a little haze that's going on in the gym right now.
Yes, there is. Bickford with it up top. Oh, my goodness. Ball goes over to Ellison on the right side. Back up top to Bickford. Over to Ellison on the right. Ellison gives it to Proctor in the corner. Proctor drills out to the wing. Now he throws up top to Bickford. Over to Carson near the left corner. He's going to try for the three. Good.
Nice shot there by Braxton Carson. Hadn't really seen that from him much this year. Had his feet set in that corner and made the shot.
30-13, Solemn Springs up with 5.5 minutes left in the third. Here's Hunter with it on the left side. Gives it there to Stewart. Stewart will drill into the lane. Now gives it up top to Newman. Newman drills to the free throw line. Up top to Vachon. Now to Weinsberg, who will reset the offense. Now to Tolman, a man-to-man. Weinsberg will throw it to Stewart on the right side. Now near the top to Vachon, over on the left side to Hunter. I'm sorry, that was Newman. Now Vachon has it at the right elbow. He gives it to Weinsberg on the wing. He'll drill to the lane, pull up for the jumper. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up off the glass and in.
That's really, you got to see the Bombers get that rebound if they're going to have a chance to get back in this game. He takes kind of a wild shot and kind of went through two Bombers' hands right to Silent Springs there for Weinsberg.
Weinsberg now one of two players in double figures for Silent Springs. He has 11. Ball goes over to Carson. It was actually knocked away by Vachon, but Carson chases it down. 32-13, Panthers up. 4.5 minutes left in the third. Bickford gives it to Carson. Back to Bickford. Over to Carson on the left side. Back up top to Bickford. Bickford will give it back to Carson. Carson drills on the left side, finds Ellison in the corner. He's drilling toward the paint. Kicks up top to Bickford. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound's knocked around, controlled by Ellison. He goes back up with it. And they're going to call a foul. Yep, yes they are. So good hustle play by Ellison to make sure he gets that board.
Yep, good job. Well, you know, we talk about Reed about every game, how undersized he is kind of as a post player. And, you know, once again, right spot, right time there to grab that board. Went straight up. Unfortunately, missed the first one of that free throw there.
Yes, he did. He's got one more to shoot. That foul's on Jedi Hunter, his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Panthers. Second free throw for Ellison will go in. That's his first point of the night. 32-14, Solemn Springs up. Less than 4 minutes left in this third quarter. Here is Newman with it. Finding Weinsberg in the paint. Puts up the shot over Proctor, off the glass and in. You can't give Weinsberg that open lane like that.
No, you know, we kind of had our head down. They threw the ball right past our ear, right to him in the low block there.
And Silent Springs' lead is now 20. 34-14 our score with about 3.5 minutes left in the third.
Yeah, we see Mountain Homes kind of starting their offense out here at the volleyball line. You'd like to see them. I know Coach Folser's wanting to see them. Take that in more in to where they're a threat when they catch the ball to shoot.
Ellison from the corner dribbles in towards the paint, pulls up the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Dewey. He puts it back up and in. Braden Dewey with 4 points on the night. 34-16. Panthers up. 3:10 left in the third. Hunter has it up at the top. Gives it to Stewart. Over to Weinsberg on the right side. Weinsberg takes the screen. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out. No good. And the rebound controlled by Ellison. Back come the Bombers.
Great rebound there by Reed. Got up and high-pointed that ball with one hand, brought it down firm, and had it in his grasp.
2:45 left to play in the third. Mounts home with the ball, trailing by 18. Ball goes over to Proctor on the left side. He'll drove toward the top, gives it back to Bickford. Over to Carson near the right corner. Back to Bickford. Over to Proctor on the left side, down the corner to Ellison. Ellison's going to dribble towards the paint. Now tries to throw it up top to Bickford. Ball is knocked away, and Weinsberg comes up with a steal. 2:20 left to play in the third. Solemn Springs with the ball leading 34-16. Newman setting up the offense for the Panthers. Now he'll give it to Stewart. Over to Hunter now. On the right wing to Weinsberg. Up top to Hunter. Hunter's going to drill to the left elbow. Now back to Vachon on the left side. He dribbles over to the right. Just outside the paint. He's going to go in for the leaning jumper off the glass. No good. But he gets his own rebound. Gives it back to Hunter. He puts up it in.
You know, Solemn Springs is a really good interior passing team. They'll get it and have two or three guys and a nice little bounce pass to the offside block. They've got a lot of wide open shots from that right there.
1:42 left to play. And now Josh Fulcher is going to call a timeout on the Mountain Home sideline. We'll break with 1:41 left in the third. It is Solemn Springs leading Mountain Home 36-16. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan, with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance is proud to support our Mountain Home Bombers. The team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance understands and appreciates that professional, dedicated work both on and off the field is a win for both the team and the community. Our Mountain Home Bombers don't shy away from a challenge. They take pride in themselves, their team, and their community. Together, everyone achieves more, and the team at Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance can't wait to cheer the Bombers on through their next great season. Go Bombers!
Well, Mount Tom taking the timeout with 1:41 left to play in the third as they trail Solemn Springs 36-16. Mount Tom with one full timeout left, both of their 30s. Solemn Springs still with all five of their timeouts remaining. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I just got the cough and then the concession stand issue.
Yeah, still kind of hazy in here.
It is.
It's got all of our eyes burning a little bit in here.
Luke Proctor putting up the long three, no good. Rebound is knocked around, saved in by Newman, right to his teammate LaShawn, and back come the Panthers. LaShawn across the timeline for Solemn Springs as they lead by 20. Newman will throw it over on the left side to Hawbaker, who checked in during the timeout. Now he gives it up top to Stewart, over on the left side to LaShawn. LaShawn's going to drill into the lane. He's going to put up the jumper over Bickford. He bounces around and goes in. Nate LaShawn with 6 points on the night. 38-16, Panthers up. 1 minute left in the third.
Yeah, it was kind of just bully ball there. He just kind of bullied Bickford down in the paint and just kind of jumped over him to hit the little jumper.
Ellison dribbling on towards the low block. Kicks out to Proctor on the left wing. Finds Dewey on the low block. He has the ball stripped from him, and Solemn Springs comes up with another steal. Down to 38 seconds left in the third. Here is Newman with it on the left side. He drills to the free throw line, kicks out to LaShawn on the right. Now Stewart has it. Down to 30 seconds. Stewart's going to drill down into the lane, going in for the kind of a running jumper. Might have drawn a little contact, no call. And now a jump ball call or a foul? I think they call jump ball.
Call a jump ball. You know, I think he can't pass it to himself. Stewart shot the ball, airballed it, and went in and tried to get it, and no one else touched it. And they didn't seem to call that on there. He was the first person to touch the ball coming back out after his airball.
Well, Caden Farr just checks in for Josh Stewart for Solemn Springs. Farr, a 5'9 senior. And bound pass goes to Hawbaker. Now to Farr. Down to 15 seconds. It's 22-point Solemn Springs lead. LaShawn will dribble to the left elbow. Kicks up top to Newman, who's going to try for the three, and he gets it. Dalton Newman with 6 points. And Mount Tom's going to try one last heave at the buzzer. It won't go. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. 8 minutes left to play in this one. It is Solemn Springs leading Mount Tom 41-16. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience.